Chapter 28. It was just before noon when they began to notice the faint sounds wafting occasionally to them through the forest. It was another hour after that before they were close enough for Luke to finally identify them. Speeder bikes.
"You're sure that's a military model?"
Mara muttered, as the whine-slash-drone rose and fell twice more before fading again into the distance. "I'm sure," Luke told her grimly. "I nearly ran one of them into a tree on Endor." She didn't reply, and for a moment Luke wondered if the mention of Endor might not have been a good idea. But a glance at Mara's face relieved that fear. She was not brooding, but listening.
"Sounds like they're off to the south, too," she said after a minute. "North, I don't hear anything from that direction."
Luke listened.
"Neither do I," he said. "I wonder.
R2, can you make up an audio map for us?"
There was an acknowledging beep. A moment later, the droid's holoprojector came on, and a two-color map appeared, hovering a few centimeters over the matted leaves underfoot.
"I was right,"
Mara said, pointing.
"A few units directly ahead of us, the rest off to the south. Nothing at all north."
"Which means we must have veered to the north," Luke said.
Mara frowned at him.
"How do you figure that?"
"Well, they must know we'll make for Hilliard City," he said. "They're bound to center their search on the direct approach."
Mara smiled thinly.
"Such wonderful Jedi naivete," she said. "I don't suppose you considered the fact that just because we can't hear them doesn't mean they aren't there."
Luke frowned down at the holographic map.
"Well, of course they could have a force lying in wait there," he agreed. "But what would it gain them?"
"Oh, come on, Skywalker. It's the oldest tactical trick in the book. If the perimeter looks impossible to crack, the quarry goes to ground and waits for a better opportunity. You don't want him to do that, so you give him what looks like a possible way through."
She squatted down, ran a finger through the quiet section on the map.
"In this case, they get a bonus. If we swing north to avoid the obvious speeder bikes, it's instant proof that we've got something to hide from them."
Luke grimaced. "Not that they really need any proof." Mara shrugged and straightened up again.
"Some officers are more legal-minded than others. The question is, what do we do now?"
Luke looked back down at the map. By Mara's reckoning, they were no more than 4 or 5 kilometers from the edge of the forest. 2 hours, more or less. If the Imperials had this much organization already set up in front of them...
"They're probably going to try to ring us," he said slowly. "Move units around to the north and south and eventually behind us."
"If they haven't done so already,"
Mara said.
"No reason we would have heard them. They don't know exactly how fast we're moving, so they'll have made it a big circle. Probably using a wide ring of chariot assault vehicles or hover scouts with a group of speeder bikes working around each focal point. It's the standard stormtrooper format for a web."